Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 404 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we get to today's question from Aaron, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. If you are a solopreneur and you're looking to expand your team, even by one, or maybe you have a lot of people on your team already and you want to expand more, there's some roles that you need to fill or job descriptions that you need filled in for your business, head on over to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat because that's going to help you for free get access to an amazing tool that will help you just leave a job description once and it'll be sent over to, or it'll be sent to over 100 different job sites out there, and they will also help you find the best candidates for you. So instead of going to Craigslist or, you know, this job site and manually having to do that each time, if you're looking to grow your business and your team, head on over to ZipRecruiter.com. You can just put it in one place, and in one or two clicks, it'll be sent over to 100 different job sites, and you can find the best candidates from there. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, here's today's question from Aaron.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for the amazing show. Really love it. It's Aaron from the UK. And the question I wanted to ask you is, why do you give out the shirts? I mean, people love your show. People ask the question because they want to have the answers to their questions. So what's behind it about giving out a t-shirt, a free t-shirt to all of them? Where can other businesses use it in their business by giving out something for free? And what's the logic behind it? Because as far as I understand, you're helping people with their questions, you're helping them with their problems, and they would have asked you the questions anyways, even without you giving them anything. So it'd be interesting to hear what's the logic behind it and why are you doing it? Looking forward to hearing from you. Speak to you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Aaron, what's up? This is a very interesting question, actually. Thank you so much for it. Nobody's asked this here on Ask Pat, but a few people have actually asked me this in person. And so I'm going to give you the answer. And the answer is because I want to give back. When you leave a question, I want you to be rewarded for having your question featured here on the show. I think it does a few things internally and also motivates people to do a few things I want them to do, obviously, ask questions. And yes, I know I would get questions asked anyway, but I think it's just a cool little reward. And I think even though I'm not able to give a shirt to every person who asks a question, just the fact that when you're listening to this every single episode, you see that we're giving you something away for free, it just shows you that I care. And I think that's the main thing. It's just, hey, here's Pat. He doesn't have to do this, but he's doing it. It's awesome. And that's what I've heard a lot of people say. Also, what has happened is a lot of people have taken their selfies and pictures of themselves wearing the shirt as well, and they're sharing it with their audiences too, or they're out on the streets and people are asking them, hey, who's this Pat guy? Oh, askpat.com. I'll have to check that out. And the show has grown, and I don't know exactly by how much because of the shirt. It's impossible to tell, but I know for a fact that a number of people who listen to the show are listening because somebody else had mentioned it about their t-shirt, which is really interesting and really cool. And I think for branding purposes, it's just really fun to kind of see this. I also go to conferences and see people wearing the shirt as well, which is pretty cool. And you know what's really cool, Aaron, is that we're going to send you one. So you're over in the UK. Doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're not in one of the, I think, four countries in the world that this company doesn't send to. But what, one of the other things I want to touch on are the economics of this, because it obviously costs money to get these shirts produced and shipped over. And I would say at this point, it's costing about $20 to $25 to do all of that, the shipping. So every episode is $25. But when you consider that there are sponsors, you know, that's helping offset the cost, because the sponsorships, you know, I'm getting anywhere between, you know, $200 and $300 per episode as well. So it makes it a little bit easier in my mind if that is there to offset the cost, of course. But you also have to think about, okay, well, what's the ROI on that? Well, the ROI is for branding purposes. It's there for being a relationship builder as well. And also just as a thank you for people. I think, you know, a lot of people could benefit from maybe not sending a t-shirt, but even just a note card or a thank you or something like that, a little bit of a token of appreciation for doing business with you. Now, of course, people who ask a question on AskPat, they're not spending money on me in terms of having to ask a question. But if you have customers in your business, it's always good to thank them. I mean, these little tokens of appreciation go a long way, and they don't have to be very big either. I mean, there's a number of different examples where I've purchased products in the past, and then a month later, I get another just little token or something that goes along with it, or an add-on that is completely unexpected. I bought this robot for, that sounds weird. I bought this robot last year for my son for his birthday. It was actually one of the only times I remember purchasing something from a Facebook ad, but it's this little robot that you can buy that helps your kid learn how to code. And there's a little app on the iPad that goes along with it that helps you code where this robot goes or what it looks like or what it does or how often it spins around or any of that stuff. But what was cool was after Christmas, a couple months later, I got another package which came with some add-ons. The company just decided to send these out to everybody, and it was a really awesome gift. And so I didn't, It made me look into the company even more and even recommend it to a couple friends as well. And again, I think that's something that has happened since sending these shirts out. But again, it's just one of those things. You know, I know I'm in a great place with my business. I know there's money to spend on things like this, and I want to give back to the community in this way. There might be opportunities in down the future to actually sell apparel or gear, SPI gear. A lot of people have been asking for that, actually. And, you know, I don't want to turn into a t-shirt business or sell gear. You know, I want to work and focus on, you know, my books and courses first and foremost. But, you know, I think it's great for bringing a community together. And the last conference I went to was a podcasting conference called Podcast Movement. There were literally five or six instances that I was walking around the conference and seeing different people wearing the shirt. And it was really cool, and it was a great way to start up a conversation. A lot of people were talking about it, and we formed these circles and just talk about the question that they were featured on. You know, it helps them remember as well. I imagine when they see it in their closet, they might remember me and say, hey, I remember when Pat asked me that question. You know, he's coming out with this book or course. You know, maybe I'll look into it a little bit more, or because he was so nice, I'll be nice and share his link out to my followers. You know, all those sorts of things come to mind. It's really interesting because, yes, it's a physical product, but, you know, it's automated to a point where I don't have to do anything. My assistant goes and emails everybody whose question is featured. You'll experience this, Aaron, in just a sec or in a couple weeks, actually. And she's going to collect your name and your address and all that stuff, and it'll be very easy to ship over to you. And that's it. So hopefully that gives you some information, you know, just a quick little fun question here today to finish off the week, and hopefully some inspiration for you if you are excited about potentially asking a question, because you can get featured here on the show by going to askpat.com and asking a question there. But like Aaron, if your question gets featured, you will get a t-shirt sent to you free of charge as well. So thank you so much for the question, Aaron. I appreciate it. Thank you to all of you out there who are asking questions as well. The show would not be here without you, of course. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. If you are adding any more people to your business, you know, make it easy for you. Head on over to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. You can just type in one job description of the role you're trying to fill in your job or business, and they're going to send it out to over 100 different job sites so you can find the best candidates, and they will also highlight and mark the best ones for you based off of all those requirements and things like that. And it's free to use. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. You're going to love it. Thank you all so much for listening in today and this week. I appreciate it. If you want to head on over to iTunes and do a quick review or rating for me, that would be very appreciated. I love those, and I read every single one of them. Thank you so much. And I also want to leave you with a quote today, and this is based off of my recent presentation as well at Podcast Movement, and that is, we are our own worst hater. Pat Flynn. Stop hating on yourself. Keep going out there, pushing hard. Don't listen to that voice in the head. You got this. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.